begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Today our program is going to be very different to our usual normal programming. I believe that we all need to hear about finances so we can become financially secure and able to bless ministries and evangelists and missionaries and get involved in the work of the ministry. So it's important to understand about finances. So the last two services, I've drawn out some of the teaching that my wife has been doing on tithes and offerings. And I think it'll help you raise your faith to get to where you need to be in your finances, in Jesus' name. So let's join her in the services right now.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible tells us that the Lord gives his angels charge over you. Hallelujah. The Bible says clearly that the angels of the Lord encamp around you. They surround you. And they hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Now, the voice of this says hearkens unto the voice of his word. So if I can't just put my Bible, let's just pretend this is my Bible, and like do the microphone so we can. No, it's coming out of your mouth. The angels are assigned to the word of the Lord that comes out of your mouth. That's why it's so important in your worst moment, in your toughest battle, that you continually speak the word of the Lord. Here's God's method. How many remember the book of Daniel, and he's praying. I mean, he's going through it, and he's praying, and the angel appears to him and says, listen, when you prayed, we responded, heaven responded, and sent me. And he was fighting. He said, but Satan, Lucifer was fighting with me. We were fighting. He said, but then I did something. Now listen, Hebrews says the number of angels is innumerable. You can't put a number on it. Okay? Do you hear this? What God has for you when the word is coming out of your mouth. He's fighting with Lucifer. He's fighting and he's delayed 21 days, but then he does something. He calls for Michael. Did you hear me, church? Whatever it takes. Come on, you got to get this now. God, whatever it takes, he calls for Michael, and Michael comes himself with innumerable angelic. Now, let me just explain something to you. When the angels appear, like sometimes they appear, he says, oh, don't count it weird. He says, you can entertain an angel unaware. That means they might appear as a person because you wouldn't even know it. But I saw an angel. But I said, I saw an angel. And the angel was as high up as this, as these lights. And it marked me many years ago, when I wasn't the only one. 200, 300 people saw it with me. And it was standing behind me. Do you know when the moment you were born, you're assigned a guardian? You have a guardian wherever you go. The Bible says angels are encamped around you. He sets angels charge over you. The angels are the mechanism by which when the word of God comes out of your mouth, Jesus doesn't get off the throne and start working. He sends the angels. That's why when you need the money, let me tell you, it's already been assigned. It's already been done. But the devil tries to fight you for it. He tries to get in the way. Don't you give up. Don't you bow down. The devil is a, come on. He's a liar. And though it may tarry, wait for it. I said, though it may tarry, wait for it. Speak it out continuously. Don't you be moved, for the Lord has sent forth his angels. And I promise you, if Michael has to come himself, the archangel of all angels, he will deal with that mess and he will put it under for his name's sake. Call it in, church. Don't get moved, discouraged, beat up, or put back because there was a little bit of a wobble. It didn't look like it. You sowed the money and then it didn't look like it. That's par. That's how it works. The faith test says, I believe. I don't go by my feelings or by what I see, but what the Word of God says. And God's on it. And the victory has already been delivered. So all that has to happen is from that realm to this realm, the manifestation. That's a little thing for God. It's already been done. It just has to manifest and it has to break through that realm, that invisible realm. That's the only thing that's separating. Your victory is the invisible realm. That's why he says, don't look at those things which are seen, but look into those things which are unseen, the invisible realm. Your victory is nigh thee, even in your mouth. Speak it out. It goes from that realm, whoosh, into this realm. And your angels fight and come in Jesus' name and remove obstacles. Unblock wells. That's who does it. The angels. The angels. I believe in angels. I believe in miracles. I believe in God Almighty. He's still God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is God, and there is no other. So now when your faith action comes, you give. He says, this is how you prove your trust. The faith mechanism is giving. The faith key, the mechanism to open up the invisible realm where your blessing is already done, your inheritance is already yours, joint heirs. The key from that realm to this realm, guess what it is? Giving and receiving. You got to have faith to receive too. Don't just be a good, I've seen hilarious radical givers, but they say, oh no, they don't even want to believe. They're like, that's false humility. God says giving and receiving, sowing and reaping. Every good farmer knows. Seed time and harvest. Believe, receive it today. I said today, now faith is, now faith is, now faith is. Not when you see it. The faith mechanism is the opportunity going right past you right now. From that realm into this realm. In Jesus' name, God bless you as you give.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Donnellan. Help me welcome Dr. Donnellan Curry that is going to bring the offering message.
The sound of my voice that Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Let's keep Christ center. Amen. It's good to have all the fun things and all the parties and food and all that, but let's keep Christ central. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just share a couple thoughts that the Lord's been giving me. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that I saw something in the Spirit. How many believe that several times in the Bible we see God opens our eyes? And I know you said you brought your photos. I saw something and someone said, well, what did you see? Some kind of like a, I call it an orb, little shapey thing. I don't even know how to explain it. And it was moving. And I know it's angelic. Okay? That's what I believe it is. And we're literally in a portal. We're under a portal. We've built an altar. Why not? Why not? Amen. Amen. And so we see the Jacob's ladder scenario taking place. And so I've been studying on angels a little bit because God reminds me. And in Exodus, it talks about the Lord says, I will send my angel, not even plural, I want you to understand how mighty this thing is. You have a guardian angel from the time you're born, assigned to you. Okay, we're not talking about myriads yet, innumerable. The Bible says the number of angels are innumerable. He said, I sent my angel to lead you into a wealthy place. In Psalm 66, it says that the Lord himself will lead you into a wealthy place. It's the will of the Lord. You just got to let that settle for a second. God wants to lead you. Now, we see over in the book of Luke, we were talking earlier, Mike and I were talking earlier this morning, and I was reminded there's a sick man. He's sick. He's full of sores. You may remember this one. I believe it's around Luke 16. And he says that he would be happy with the crumbs from the table. Now, that's not the Good Samaritan woman. We're talking about one of God's kids here. Okay, and he would be happy with the crumbs off the table, and then the dogs come and lick his sores. Do you remember this one? because there's healing. Believe it or not, there's healing in the saliva of a dog. But I'm telling you right now, God wants to lead you into a higher level of healing, a higher level of prosperity. Some people are, he would have been happy with that, you see. He said, well, just let the dogs lick the sores. Do you know a man named Mephibosheth? How many remember he was the relative of Saul and he was dropped as a baby and he was lame. And they put him, they hid him. He was hiding as an adult. He was hiding in a place called Lodabar. Lodabar. The bar is low. Lodabar. And he had a rightful inheritance. Listen, the problem is he didn't know it and he was satisfied with the crumbs. He was satisfied. Send the dogs, send the government, send the welfare, send whatever you have to, like, right? Come on, somebody. He had a crutch. He was lame. He had a crutch. God says, I'm your source. I'm leading you. I'm sending an angel to lead you. And he says, if you'll obey him and not be rebellious, it actually says that. If you'll obey him and not, do you know, good Christians can, they'll rebel against the will of God. Well, I don't know if that's the will of God. Well, it says, I'm leading you into a wealthy place. The Lord said it. And guess what? When you get there, there's giants. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he said, I have already given you the land everywhere you put your foot. So you don't need to worry about those giants. You just need to, he says, you just need to walk by faith and not by sight. God wants you wealthy, healthy, and wise. Wealthy, healthy, and wise should be your bedtime prayer. Healthy, wealthy, and wise should not be, not just dogs licking your sores, walking in divine health. The children of God. We're not, it's, don't be satisfied with the crumbs, paycheck to paycheck. There's more. I said, there's more. Don't be afraid of the giants. Speak it. Give, and it shall be given back. I said, give, and what? It shall be given back to you. That's God's financial planning. No crutch. No low bar. God has raised the bar. Give, he said, and it shall be what? Given back unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Luke 6:36 says, do you believe? Come up higher. I saw orbs in this place. Let me tie it up together for you. If this is a Jacob's ladder and God sets his angels charge over you, do you believe Psalm 91? I believe in angels. I believe that God sends his angels out. If you won't rebel and don't speak, the angels work on the word that comes from heaven. God's word is in your mouth. Stop speaking other junk, emotional trash. Stop it. Stop it. Zip it. Because your angels are working for you. I saw angels. She brought pictures. Tracy, if anybody wants to see her pictures. Amazing. We've seen pictures. We've seen them photographed. Have you seen it? Not often. Once. Photographed. They look like bubbles you blow almost. Like, I don't even want to try. All I know is this is an open heaven. Give. Send your angels. The Lord said, I'm sending them for you. Don't rebel. Don't speak the opposite. Rather, just speak nothing. When you have nothing good to say, say nothing. That's great advice for some Christians. Don't settle for crumbs. Set your sights higher. Come on, you're an heir. You have an inheritance. Stop hiding in Lodabar. Get yourself up in the name of Jesus. Come on, shake it off. The past is the past. Yesterday's gone. God's called you to be more than a conqueror. Have more than enough. Your cup run is over. It's overflow. This is your season. This is your hour. Come on, somebody. Come on. This is your time. This is your season. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you as you give. I pray multiplication. I pray your table is full. Your refrigerator is full. You've got more than enough. Thanks everybody who did Annette blessing in the bag. We fed so many people, but we want to do more. Come on. There's people without. Someone called us on the phone this week, said they had no food all last week. Come on. We want to do more. You got to have more to give. You got to get more to give. believe for more to get so you can give more.